Hello, I'm Jackson McMahon, and I'll be telling you about baseball during the Great Depression, mainly the MLB. During the Great Depression, the MLB was on a feeling downfall. Since people didn't have money to watch the baseball games and afford tickets, they had the MLB and find a way to keep the league running and not go bankrupt. One of the many attempts to bring back attendance was to host the very first MLB All-Star Game. The MLB commissioners predicted that the All-Star Game would bring roughly 42,000 fans to fill inside of the Chicago White Sox stadium. What they did was they let the fans pick who they wanted to see the play in their first All-Star game. Some of those players were Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, plus many more. During the first five innings, they would have an American League umpire behind home plate. And after the fifth inning, 6-9, they would have an NL umpire behind the home plate, just so that the teams didn't feel like there was calls going each other's way. After the game, they had the players sign baseballs, which ended up roughly 60. And they signed those and gave them out to little kids or people that asked for the balls. The ratings came out as they predicted. There were 42,000 people that attended the All-Star Game. The Chicago White Sox stadium was packed. There were no empty seats. And ratings went way back up for the MLB. People started to watch games again. They started buying tickets. America's pastime was back in business. Ratings skyrocketed. People started actually enjoying the sport again. But now these days, it's all about football. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Well, this year, back then, baseball was the main thing because football wasn't really that popular. Check in. Sorry about that. I had to do a little commercial break. I'm also going to include some of the salaries of the MLB players to show you how much they were getting paid. So Babe Ruth's salary was around $80,000 in 1930. So back then, that was a lot. But in 2012, that would roughly be about $1,086,822. And that's about a third of the current average salary, which rose to a record of $3.2 million. And then Lou Gehrig, everyone knows who Lou Gehrig was. His salary was around $39,000. Not too bad. So Lou Gehrig is getting paid around $39,000 a year. And that's not too bad. And this year it'd probably be so. If Babe Ruth was around money, he'd probably be paid like $700,000 to play in this year's game. But that's not happening. And, fun fact, Joe DiMaggio became the first player to ever get a $100,000 salary. So, I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to smack that like button down below. I have been Jackson Man. Hope you enjoyed. This has been about baseball during the Great Depression. And, yeah. I hope you enjoyed. So if we're going to go over what happened during the Great Depression, they had an All-Star game to bring the ratings back up. They made it so.